From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russia said Tuesday it has not been contacted, but will cooperate with British authorities investigating the case of a former Russian spy hospitalized in critical condition after being exposed to an unknown substance. He's been identified as Sergei Skripal. An eyewitness recalls seeing an older man believed to be Skripal and a younger woman incapacitated on a bench Sunday.
She was sort of leant in on him. It looked like she'd passed out, maybe. He was doing some strange hand movements, looking up to the sky.
Police say Skripal and the female are being treated for suspected exposure to an unknown substance. U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed his pledge to impose stiff tariffs on imported steel and aluminum Monday. Jesusime Oni has more.
It was all smiles as trade representatives of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada posed for photographs. But the latest round of talks to revamp the North American Free Trade Agreement ended with little agreement. The talks were soured by a pledge by U.S. President Donald Trump to impose tariffs after failed NAFTA negotiations. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs says her country is ready to counter the U.S.
Canada will take appropriate, responsive measures to defend our trade interests and our workers.
Jesusime Oni, VOA News, Washington.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 80 people died and dozens more were wounded on Monday as government forces ignored the UN and pressed their assault on the eastern Ghouta area. This makes the deadliest day since the UN Security Council last month demanded a ceasefire across Syria. This is VOA News. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un met with senior South Korean government officials Monday. Grace Lee reports that Kim says it is his firm will to vigorously advance inter-Korean ties and pursue reunification.
It's the first time the supreme leader has met with top-level delegates from Seoul. State media say he told them he wants to forge better ties and work towards reunification. It also reported Kim had a, quote, open-hearted talk with the group and apparently hammered out details over a proposed meeting with the South's president, Moon Jae-in. On Tuesday, even as Moon's delegation visited the North, the president said the South's military should focus all its power on ramping up its defenses and build up joint forces with the United States.
In addition, the two sides say they will meet again in April. A United Nations official says Myanmar security forces continue to subject the remaining Rohingya Muslims in northwest Rakhine State to human rights abuses. Andrew Gilmore, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, says the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya from Myanmar continues.
Nobody wants to reward the ethnic cleansers on the Myanmar side who have driven them out, but at the same time, one cannot force people to go back into what could well be certain death.
Nearly 700,000 Rohingyas have fled into Bangladesh since last August to escape a brutal crackdown by Myanmar security forces. China's National People's Congress said Tuesday that a broad consensus has been reached on amendments to the Constitution. Jeff Custer has more.
Critics have questioned that assertion, pointing to a lack of public involvement in the drafting process and the surprise announcement of the measures just a week before the opening of the legislature's annual session. A total of 21 amendments are part of the package, the most significant of which are the decisions to abolish the previous limit of two consecutive terms for the president and vice president, and the insertion of Xi Jinping's thoughts on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era into the Constitution's preamble. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations Children's Agency says the rate of marriage for girls globally has been reduced due to a significant fall in the number of child marriages in South Asia. UNICEF says progress in India helped reduce the risk of a girl in South Asia marrying before her 18th birthday to about 30% from nearly 50%. British inventor Trevor Bayliss died Monday. He was the creator of the wind-up radio. Bayliss developed the Beijing radio in the early 1990s after seeing a television program about the spread of AIDS in Africa and the need to get life-saving information to people who did not have electricity and could not afford batteries. He was 80 years old. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.